I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, June 5th. Quincy is facing a lawsuit from the former owners of the property at 1620 Hancock Street in Quincy Center, claiming the city didn't pay them fair market value when it took that property by eminent domain in 2022. The burned-out building had sat vacant since a fire in 1993 before the city tore it down recently. Mayor Thomas Koch is confident that the city followed proper procedures. Koch says the city is working with the developer to create new residential housing and some ground-level retail space at that location. The Quincy City Council is reviewing a proposal aimed at making it easier for new development around the Crown Colony Office Park in West Quincy and the North Quincy T Station. Those areas would be designated as transit-oriented development zones, which Quincy City Council President Ian Kane says would streamline the development approval process. The ward councilors that represent those two districts both support the zoning change, saying it would encourage new commercial development that would add to the city's tax base. A public hearing about that proposal will be held on June 16th at Quincy City Hall. Quincy Girl Scouts were recently honored by the Quincy City Council. At-large Councilor Noel DeBona led the congratulations to the Scouts for their recent projects that focused on community engagement and sun safety. Each Scout received a special, personalized City Council commendation, praising them for their service to the community and to the mission of Scouting. Members of the Plymouth Fire and Police Departments responded to a report of a man in distress on Long Pond early yesterday morning. The report stated that the man had fallen off his kayak and into the water. When police arrived at the scene, the caller had pointed out in the pond an unmanned motor kayak about 100 feet offshore, where an unconscious man lay face down, partially submerged in the water. The first two responding officers, Officers Foley and Smith, decided to take action. Officer Smith secured some rescue gear and a life jacket when the unmanned kayak had made its way back to shore, prompting Smith to take it out and save the man. Once Officer Smith noticed that the man was not conscious, he went into the water to support the man and himself. Officer Foley, after arriving on scene in a canoe, grabbed both Smith and the unconscious man to help them stay above the water. Shortly after, Plymouth Fire arrived and launched a rescue boat out to the group. The man was able to be pulled into the boat, where firefighters were able to perform life-saving measures, including CPR. They did regain a pulse on the man. A Brewster ambulance transported the man to a local hospital. Right now, his condition is not known. Officer Smith was also transported to a local hospital due to extended exposure to the 50-degree water, but he has since been released to his family. Crews extinguished a car fire on the expressway in Braintree yesterday afternoon, happened just after 1 p.m. Firefighters and state troopers responded to the blaze on I-93 South, right near Exit 5. Braintree firefighters were able to extinguish the flames. Troopers closed the two left lanes while the damaged car was removed. There is no information about any injuries or cause of that fire. Brigham and Women's Faulkner Hospital is completing the final phases of its $250 million expansion, which adds nearly 100,000 square feet to the Jamaica Plain Hospital and is expected to help alleviate capacity constraints among its sister hospitals. Faulkner, a community hospital in Jamaica Plain, has added a five-story inpatient tower, additional MRI and endoscopy capabilities, and a new parking garage. The newly constructed wing adds 78 inpatient beds, growing the hospital by 45%. Now, the view behind the Green Monster may soon change forever if plans to build an office building along Lansdowne Street become a reality. At a Boston planning meeting, WS Development unveiled renderings of its proposed project A seven-story, 129-foot building containing up to 250,000 square feet and an underground parking garage for 130 cars. Project part of the Fenway Corners project, which is slated to include a mix of eight buildings comprising office, research and development, commercial, residential, restaurant, and a retail space along Fenway Park. WS Development is partners in the venture with Fenway Sports Group, which owns the Red Sox and Twins Enterprises. Developers would build the new office building on the site of Lansdowne Garage and Fenway Park Storage Facility, right between the Cask and Flagon and the House of Blues. Proposed building has two floors of retail space and office space up to the seventh floor. In addition to being visible above the Green Monster, the building could affect views of the historic Citgo sign from certain areas of the park. Now, Quincyopoly is back. The board game that mimics the popular Monopoly board game is now back for the Quincy 400 celebration. The game is back in stock and available at the Quincy 400 headquarters at 1247 Hancock Street in Quincy Center. A check of business news. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 91 points. The NASDAQ rose 61. The S&P is up a fraction. Asian stocks also mixed, as Wall Street's big recent rally lost some momentum following a pair of potentially discouraging reports on the American economy. The dollar rose, the euro is flat, and oil at $62 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox finally get a win. 11-9 over the Angels. They're off to New York for a series with the Yankees starting tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, hazy, hot, and humid. The high of 92 degrees. There is an air quality alert in effect. For tonight, muggy, low of about 65. Tomorrow could see some afternoon thunderstorms. Warm and humid, high of 85. Some lingering showers. Saturday, the high of 77. Sunday, mainly cloudy at a high 74. The marine forecast calls for 1 foot waves. Light southwest winds become southeast later today. High tide 7:52 a.m. Sunrise 5:08, sets at 8:16. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, June 5th.